Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is September 15th. If it wasn't a Sunday, we would be celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, which always follows the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. Normally, this feast day is the day that we remember how Mary suffered with Jesus in his work of saving souls. However, Mary did not begin to suffer at Calvary when Jesus was crucified. Oh no, her suffering began much earlier. Her suffering began when Jesus was presented in the temple 40 days after his birth, and Simeon prophesied that a sword would pierce Mary's heart because of her son being rejected. And almost immediately, Mary and Joseph had to flee with their infant son to Egypt to escape being murdered by King Herod. And then when Jesus was 12, he disappeared for 3 days, causing great anguish in the heart of Mary and Joseph. And then we recall the sorrowful meeting between Jesus and Mary in the fourth station of the cross. And the sword did pierce her mother's heart when Jesus was crucified and died on Calvary. And then immediately after, she received her dead son into her arms as he was lowered down from the cross and then placed in the tomb. These seven sorrows of Mary signify the way she participated with Jesus in his work of saving the world. And today, we turn to our Mother Mary with gratitude for all she and her Son suffered for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many people are unaware of the approved messages from Mary to Sister Agnes Sasagawa, which took place in Akita, Japan, between 1973 and 1981, and then renewed again in October of 2019. The messages were approved by Bishop John Ito in 1984. Now, during this time, a wooden statue of Mary wept human tears on 101 different occasions, ending on this day, September 15th, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. I actually met the man who carved the statue, and he told me it was just wood. I don't understand how it weeps human tears. And yet, the miracle of the weeping statue was followed by messages from the guardian angel of Sister Sazagawa, and then from Our Lady. For example, in December of 1975, her guardian angel said, "Do not be surprised to see the Blessed Virgin weeping. She weeps because she wishes the conversion of the greatest number of people. She desires that souls be consecrated to Jesus." But you might ask, how could Mary weep in heaven? Jesus and Mary continue to mystically suffer in heaven as the head and heart of the body of Christ. Mary is the mother of every person on the planet. If her children are suffering, if her children are in danger, how could their mother not be suffering? Any mother can understand that. In heaven, Mary weeps, but she is not sad for herself. Her sorrowful heart breaks to see so many of her children on earth rejecting God and in very grave danger of going to hell by their own free choice. And she sheds tears to get our attention, to wake us up, to call us to conversion, and to call us to action. Our Lady is forming her army, and she needs you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On August 3rd, 1973, Mary revealed to Sister Sazagawa, My daughter, do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, listen to what I have to say to you. Many people in this world afflict the Lord. In order that the world might know his anger for sin, the Heavenly Father is preparing to inflict a great chastisement on all mankind. With my son, I have intervened so many times to appease the wrath of the Father. I have prevented the coming of calamities by offering him the suffering of the Son on the cross, his precious blood, and beloved souls who console him, forming a cohort of victim souls. Prayer, penance, and courageous sacrifices can soften the Father's anger. Offer in reparation whatever God may send for sins. Let each one endeavor, according to capacity and position, to offer herself entirely to the Lord. And then Our Lady said, pray very much the prayers of the Rosary. I alone am able still to save you from the calamities which approach, and those who place their confidence in me will be saved. Now this might sound terrifying, but it's not fatalistic. Our Lady is saying that by praying the Rosary daily, and by taking up our cross daily, and by taking responsibility for the people that God has entrusted to you, we can change the course of world events and help save souls. This is a call to action. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Again, Our Lady said to Sister Sazagawa, as I told you, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the flood. Fire will fall from the sky and will wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priest nor faithful. And the survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. And the only arms which will remain for you will be the Rosary and the sign left by my son. Each day, recite the prayers of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and the priests. Now, you might ask, what is the purpose of this message about chastisements? First, we need to know that God does not punish us. He does not need to, because we are oh so good at punishing ourselves. God leaves mankind free. Good choices result in good consequences for the individual and for the world, and evil choices cause evil consequences that affect the good and the bad alike. War, famine, persecution of the good. The purpose of the message of chastisement is this. It's to tell us that the future is not irrevocably set. We can't change world events by watching the news. We can alter world events and save souls if we answer the call of Our Lady. So what will the future look like? That depends on whether we answer the call of Our Lady. It depends on us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady is calling us to join her in a rescue mission. To rescue whom? Well, the people that God has entrusted to you. You have a mission field. Who are the people that God has entrusted to you? Your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, friends, colleagues. First step, identify a small group of people that God has placed in your life. And then make the commitment to pray the rosary every day for their deeper conversion. Our Lady asked us, pray the rosary every day. Then, especially for those who are not interested in Jesus, offer sacrifice for their conversion. Pick something to fast from and offer it for this person. or offer up some suffering you are experiencing, because prayer combined with sacrifice is powerful. That's the second step. Third, invite the people in your life to come together regularly to share life together. They may not be willing or able to go to Mass, but they can come to your home, which gives you a chance to show them you know, understand, love them unconditionally, and care for them. And over time, if you do this regularly and patiently, maybe this will spark something in them to be interested in God and have faith in Him. Sundays are a great day for this. We need to take back Sundays. But then there's one final step. You've got to invest time one-on-one with some of these people, especially those who are far from God. Once a month, get together with them, take them out for coffee or lunch, or take a walk with them so that you can get to know them better. Praying the rosary for them, offering sacrifice, taking this small group of people that God has entrusted to you and committing to invite them to come together to share life regularly, and then invest in a few of them one-on-one. These are the ingredients of the rescue mission. This is what God expects you to do. Will you answer the call of Our Lady? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did this make you reflect on?
Well, first of all, today I am experiencing a particular physical suffering that kind of has me out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it ironic that on this day where we normally celebrate the Day of Our Lady of Sorrows, she's allowing me to have a little suffering to offer up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that, so it's got me a little distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that with that last point, with those practical steps, we kind of ripped through them really fast.
Yeah.
And they are so vitally important, and they're so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so human, but they need to be talked about, explained, expanded upon, because they really work.
Yeah, I think especially the last one is one I haven't thought about or haven't practiced enough. And I think if a group falls apart, it is because you're not investing in the individuals.
Oh, you read my mind. Whether it is a family or whether it's a group of friends or this even holds true in companies, organizations, parishes, everywhere. I'm always amazed at how you hone in, you hit the target every time, because if it doesn't get down to the one-on-one, it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I think it's more than just spending time with individuals. It's not just hanging out. You have to be really active. And that means trying to understand that person better, how they operate, how they think, who they are.
Yeah.
And a second element of relationship that a lot of people don't think about is that we have to be growing together and we have to be pushing each other to growth.
Again, you've hit the nail on the head. We have to, whether it's a mom and a dad, a mom or a dad investing in one of their kids individually,
mm-hmm.
or friends investing in friends or whoever, mm-hmm. it can't be passive. It doesn't work to sit and watch a screen together.
Yeah. Or even just you hang out, but you're just shooting the breeze. You're just, we get coffee and we just catch up and I complain and then you complain and then I complain and then you complain.
Oh, I know, it's horrible. we complain about the world or whatever. Yeah, what do we need to do from our end? We need to take the initiative. And here's the key. I found this, and I know it, maybe it's different for friends, but this is true for parents and kids.
Mm-hmm.
So often, you can't just sit your kid down on the couch or at the kitchen table and expect them to open up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to find out what is the circumstance where that person is most likely to open up.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to go out and get the last bit of French fries at Freddy's at the end of the night.
Yeah, if you want a real, real trick, if you go to Freddy's, check when they close and go like 10 minutes before they close and ask for fries. And you pay for the fries, but then they'll just fill the bag.
They'll give you all the fries
just,
left.
Because they make them, so they're just like, well, if we don't give them to you, we're throwing them out. So they just fill the bag.
So we used to get this big bag of fries. Maybe that's why my gallbladder's killing me. We used to get this big bag of fries,
mm-hmm.
and we would talk.
Yeah.
Your brother John, if I would sit him down on the couch or kitchen table, silent. If I take him to coffee, he'd talk.
Yeah.
Other people, they open up when they, if you ask, invite them for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find that circumstance, the occasion where they're more comfortable.
That's a good way to look at it.
And then what do? Your aim isn't to tell them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your aim is to be genuinely interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get to know them better so that you can show them you love them unconditionally. Now, that doesn't mean you condone lifestyles that are inappropriate. It means you love them
mm-hmm.
unconditionally.
And the most neutral thing you can do to not either support or condemn certain actions, is just get to know, get to understand better. That is always a neutral action.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to understand you. I want to know why. I want to know who.
Yeah. So really, there's three essential ingredients. You commit as an individual to pray the rosary every day and pray for those people in your mm-hmm. life. Secondly, make the commitment to invite the people that God has entrusted you to come together and share life regularly, habitually. Sunday's a great day for this. We've got to take back Sundays. And third, a few of them, not all of them, because mm-hmm. you don't have time,
mm-hmm.
but a few of them you've got to invest in one-on-one to do just what we've been talking about. And if you do that, God will make great progress.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, again, thank you. You really helped us hone in on what is essential.
Mm-hmm.
I love these conversations. So let's help Our Lady in this rescue mission, and let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.